This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Very excited about this. We have the director's cut, the extended audio of the man in St. Catharines reacting to the government recommendations for low health risk drinking. Alcoholic beverages. Apparently, if you want to be low health risk, you should only have 2 alcoholic beverages per week. And we played the original clip last week on the show. Matt Ingram, kudos to him from CHCH TV. Over the weekend, he posted an extended version of the interview with this guy. And man, it's just more gold.
Really?
You ready?
What did you buy today?
I bought 6 Busch Light, 6 Bud Light, and I love them. Tall boys.
Tall boys? How much would you drink a day?
Well, what day? Regular day, I don't know, maybe a couple beers, depends. Weekends, maybe, 5 beer. 2 drinks a week.
What do you think of that?
Well, that's just not feasible, not in this country.
Not feasible. 6 Tall Boys, but was it Bud or Busch Light?
It's 6 Bud Light, 6 Busch Light, both Tall Boys. I think 12 in total.
And he loves them.
Yeah.
And I love them.
Well, come on, man. 2 drinks a week, what's that going to do for you? I mean, that doesn't even get you through a day. A reasonable amount, if you're at home, you should be able to have like 4 beer. That's just 2 more. I mean, I'll have 6, but 4 is a fair number.
Wow, that got out of control. So it started at 2, yeah. Fine. I mean, what about 4? That's just 2 more. I'll have 6.
How many beers have you had today, honey? I had 2 beers, what's wrong with going out with the guys and having 4 beers? I mean, can a guy have 9 beers? This guy. You know what I really admire about this guy? He picked his haircut in the 1980s and he stuck with it for his life. He's like, that is my haircut. Right?
Well, yeah, but when you got perfection, why change it?
Yeah, he's definitely been rocking that same haircut for at least 3 or 4 decades.
True. I like that guy that keeps the hair rather than the 60-year-old guy who tries to get the modern cool haircut.
No, he's not trying to start any trends.
No, he's just hanging in there.
Yeah, he made a decision early, and he committed to it.
But there shouldn't even be guidelines anyway. Why are you going to tell me how much I can drink at home?
Well, I guess the idea is, would you be concerned that you're at a higher health risk if you're drinking too much?
No! That's the main point here is, why are they telling me what I can drink at home? What, can I have 2 liters of pop? Can I have 2 liters of pop?
Pop! Well,
what's more healthy, 4 beers or 2 liters of Coca-Cola? Do the math.
Do the math. Jim, you were so entertained by this guy. You made a meme that you posted on the Taz and Jim Facebook page. Yeah. Tell everyone what it looks like.
It's an election sign for the beer party with this guy's face on it. It says, do the math.
Do the math.
Yeah, man. Who should I vote for?
Do the math. Catchphrase. That guy. Well, we should say that's one of his catchphrases, because now that we have the extended CHCH TV interview, we know that this guy is a catchphrase machine. As he was departing, he threw a couple more out. Now, you got to visualize this. Does he have a false tooth that he pops out of his mouth?
Yeah, he's got one real tooth, in the front, and then one false one on the other side in a retainer type situation.
Right, so he pops his tooth out and says this.
Rock and roll! Oh, wait a minute. You can't handle the tooth.
And then he pops the tooth out. Oh, man.
You can't handle the tooth.
This guy.
Do the math.
Oh, that is a joke that would get all the boys cracking up in the smoker's pit outside the bar, eh? He's busted that one out in front of people, a couple times a month probably.
Yeah, and he's out for his 4 or 9 or 6 or 15 beers, whatever he's having.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
And we've got some good news. Remember, we were talking last week about the guy who was flying from Mexico to British Columbia coming home from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They lost his luggage, and luckily he had air tagged it, and he was able to track it with his cell phone. His luggage ended up in Spain somehow.
Whoops.
Bit of the long way home. Scenic route, as they say, for the bag. But good news, Global News has confirmed he got his bag back.
Hey. Oh!
Air Canada tracked it down. They shipped it to British Columbia. Problem solved. I guess this isn't going to be an issue anymore. Losing bags. It's a thing of the past.
For that guy, it's in the past. But these stories, man, Taz, they keep popping up. And this one's even worse, I would say. So there's a couple. They live in Ontario. They go down south. They come back. Her luggage makes it back. The husband's luggage doesn't. He has an air tag on it, though, luckily. But it didn't make their flight back to Ontario from Montreal. So they have the tracker. It's still in Montreal. 4 weeks go by. They're calling Air Canada. It's not moving. Finally, they see it moving from Montreal to Etobicoke. They go, done. Sweet. Now it lands.
Here comes the bag.
Now it lands in the GTA, and they can't get a hold of Air Canada again. And they're looking at the air tracker, the air tag tracker, and they're like, it's right there. But then they look a little closer, and they're like, wait, it's actually not at the airport anymore. It's actually a residential area kind of near the airport. What the heck? So after a while, they get so frustrated that they take some flashlights, go to the area that they see on their air tracker, and when they get there, it's like an old warehouse, and they're flashing lights in the warehouse window, and there's luggage stacked to the ceiling.
So it's just a big facility full of lost luggage.
So they call the cops. The cops show up, and the cops open the place up or get in there somehow, and they realize that there's 500 pieces of luggage in the facility, with some bags containing iPhones, laptop, iPads, and AirTags. And these customers who were complaining originally said when they opened the door, the cops could just hear AirTags beeping. So many people are trying to find their luggage. It's crazy. So anyway, even when they get there, their luggage wasn't there. Their bag was with the air tracker, but all their stuff had been donated to charity.
So everything in the bag had been donated?
Yes, it was all missing. So I don't. There must be a policy where if it's in facility or storage and nobody claims it after a while, then it has to go to charity, because they're not going to hold it indefinitely. But they're obviously not itemizing things and keeping track of whose bag is whose at all. They just put it in a big facility.
And these people were calling actively, saying, we know where our bag is.
Yes,
can we get
help
it back?
Us. Yeah, and for some reason, they couldn't make it happen. But they went completely rogue with the flashlights in the window. I mean, to go to that length, like, good on them. That's pretty wild.
Camouflage makeup on their faces. They solved the case, though.
They did.
Good for them. I didn't realize that there was warehouses full of lost luggage like that, and they were donating stuff to charity.
Well, you think, though, like, you'd think they would have a lost and found that would be a huge facility in an airport, but off-site, you know?
That's got to be frustrating. This would be me in that situation calling customer service.
Get me through to a supervisor now! Record the f*** out of this call and get me to a supervisor now! Do it! I said supervisor!
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
A special shout out and a special kudos to anyone who works in customer service. That is a thankless job. And we've got audio here. There's a video that's gone viral. Somebody posted an exchange they had with a customer on their company's helpline. And this goes from customer service to customer service.
Ma'am, there isn't any reason for me to... Ma'am.
I'm being through to our supervisor, you little... No, there's your personal foul language. I said supervisor, now!
Okay, ma'am. All right.
Now!
Okay.
Now.
Okay, give me...
Now! Don't say another word to me! Now!
I'm going to put you on hold, ma'am.
Now!
Oh, my God. That was a demon. That's terrifying.
I respect the customer service person for being able to remain calm and professional, but I kind of get it. You know, I kind of get the lady on the phone. Like, if you ever called to try and complain and you're getting, like, automated.
If you can get anybody.
Yeah, you're getting automated this. You finally get through to somebody, a real person, and then they're just wasting your time and...
Sure, or they're purposely trying to delay their answer so that you will hang up in frustration so they won't cancel your subscription or whatever they want to keep you on the line for. Yeah, no, I understand, but I mean, there's got to be a moment where You take a breath and look in the mirror and your face is beet red. And you're saying, okay, what am I getting out of this? Like, that's crazy.
This isn't worth it.
Get me through to a supervisor now! Record the f*** out of this call and get me to a supervisor now!
Oh boy.
Imagine that was your wife or your mom. Oh my God.
There may be other things going on in that lady's
life.
You
never know.
Yeah, and
but you still can't take it out on somebody. It's not, right. You know.
But it's frustrating.
Now I get angry. Like, I'll scream at like my Alexa or like, you know, that's who I take it out on. The technology that can't understand you, so I don't feel guilty. And my fiance too is very sweet and rarely swears. She'll swear at the GPS or the any techno robot voice.
Okay.
And you don't feel guilty about yelling at. I feel it gets it worse.
Until the singularity happens and they gain consciousness, Jim, and then they're going to remember all of that.
Oh no, Jim and Sarah at the top of the list. Eliminate.
Eliminate.
Terminate.
Why don't you try and find another little jingle there? Instead of that peacock it's really annoying. And I'm getting sick of listening to it. Get rid of that peacock. You want to see your peacock, cock, cock.
Cuckoo! I want to see your peacock, cock, cock. Your peacock.
You want to see your peacock, cock, cock.
I want to see your peacock,
cock, cock. Your peacock, cock, cock.
Time for sports. Devin Peacock is our sports guy. Sorry, Dev.
This is life as a Bills fan, huh?
I thought at the start of the season, I thought they had a chance, but you got to be honest with yourself. It hasn't been the dominant Bills team we were expecting the past couple weeks.
It just has not been a smooth season. They have not been as crisp as you would expect. Like the sequence that ended last year's divisional game against Kansas City, that Buffalo Bills team wasn't here this year, where you could just do it. They could impose their will on a team.
And what a bummer that we're not going to see a rematch between KC and Buffalo. I was looking forward to that.
I saw a t-shirt that one angry Bills fan posted, and it says, Bills football, we almost always almost win. And it does seem that way. I mean, especially through the 90s. But now it's like we've almost got the team to get there. It's just not happening.
Extremely frustrating. I was... It ruined my entire night. I couldn't stop thinking about it. But, I mean, you still have Josh Allen. You still have a very good team. Brendan Bean, Sean McDermott. I mean, you have all the ingredients there for this team to continue to be the class of their division moving forward. So, I mean, yes, it's disappointing, but long term, the Buffalo Bills are still a major factor.
Bills are out. So, as a Bills fan, who would you like to see win the Super Bowl now?
I'd like to see the Super Bowl canceled. I mean, I don't, I don't care. Like, I like the Brock Purdy story.
San Fran, great defense. Brock Purdy, undefeated, even though he was a seventh round draft pick.
He's fantastic. Like, I don't care, to be clear. I don't care who wins the Super Bowl from here on out. So I just want a good game. But the Brock Purdy story, to me, is a great one. At the end of the game last night between the 49ers and Cowboys, they were talking on the field to Brock Purdy and Greg Kittle, the tight end for the 49ers. And at the very end of the interview, Greg Kittle kind of giggled because he was just so happy. And so, I don't know, I like a tight end who giggles.
You like a giggling tight end?
I like a giggling tight end.
That sentence doesn't sit right with me.
It sounds naughty.
He's a guy that, like, they asked if he's going to have fun tonight. He's like, yeah. And then he just went around. And then he ran around and, like, high-fived all the fans. Like, that's a team. That's a player I can get behind. So, I mean, I like their story. But if the 49ers don't win, I don't care.
The Eagles definitely looking strong, living up to the hype.
There are a lot of questions about the Eagles going into this. People really getting a little bit too hard behind the Giants. Like, I've loved the Giants this season, but because of the some of the injuries to the O-line, Jalen Hurts was hurt. But I think the Eagles really are the team that people just can't sleep on. It's which is weird to say when they're the number one seed, but I feel like they're getting just a little bit of disrespect.
What was going on with Patrick Mahomes? How hurt is that guy? Because he was not moving around the field like we're used to seeing.
No, he was moving around in that second half like a guy who got like a big shot just to like forget that he had like a right leg at all and just to like numb the pain. He says he's good to go. He had like a high ankle sprain. He's going to play. But even Patrick Mahomes at 80% is still, you know, very good. Like, he was doing the Patrick Mahomes stuff, and instead of leaping off his right foot, he was leaping off his left foot. So what's, I think, interesting in that game, like with the Bills and the Bengals, I was more scared as a Bills fan of the Bengals than the Chiefs. So whether Patrick Mahomes is 80% or 100%, I still, like, really like the Bengals to once again beat the Chiefs.
Well, both of you guys and all the Bills Mafia out there, my neighbor Jason, his son Mo, Miles, guys, I'm sorry.
It's all your fault,
Tess. I wasn't cheering. I didn't jinx your team. I didn't say
we need somebody to blame.
Thanks, Deb.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
But his late friend, Lisa Marie Presley.
I, as I'm sure many of you are still in shock, as I feel I'll continue to be for quite some time. I feel like I'm supposed to be texting her like right now, saying I'm here, telling her how wonderful everyone is. I never in a million years imagined singing here, and especially under these circumstances. This is truly devastating, and I'm sure excruciating for everyone here and all of those affected by her passing.
He performed one of Lisa Marie's favorite Guns N' Roses songs, November Rain.
When I look into your eyes, I can see a love is strained. Yeah. But darling, when I hold you, don't you know I feel the same?
That new? This is a tough situation for me because it is very emotional. He's lost his friend.
And it's an emotional song.
And it's a very emotional song, but.
And it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain.
I am a huge Guns N' Roses fan, Jim. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, I like one of my all-time favorite bands.
Well, you have a pinball machine.
I have the Guns N' Roses pinball machine at home. And.
See, that part's...
It's like he's doing the noise when you pretend you're underwater, you know, with your finger.
Let me on the door.
I mean, the voice... If this was a vocalist singing any other song, I'd be like, those vocals sound weird. But it's Axl and it's this song, so it works.
You think it sounds pretty good?
Everything but the part.
Again, it's the circumstances of this. I wish this wasn't a performance at a memorial service,
sure.
And we could talk about this a little more honestly.
I give him all the props in the world. My cousin, his opa died a few years ago, and he sang a song at his funeral
guitar.
And I was shocked. I like that you could hold it together.
Yeah, but everyone in the crowd is bawling,
totally.
Right?
He sang Freebird. It was awesome.
Oh,
but
wow.
At least Axl showed up on time.
He kept the crowd at the memorial service waiting 4 hours. Didn't get started until 11:30 p.m.
And when your fears subside and shadows do remain, I know that you can love me when there's no one left to blame. So never mind the darkness, because we still can find a way.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
The piano playing's great. I didn't know he played.
Yes.
I thought he just sang.
No, that's always been him playing piano on that song.
Cool.
Talented guy.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good piano playing. Let's focus on the positive. Axl still has it.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
We played some Pink Floyd back there. This is big. 50 years ago, Dark Side of the Moon was released. And the band is celebrating that, of course. It's big milestone, 50 years.
Crazy.
Since they came out with one of the greatest rock and roll albums of all time. And if you close your eyes, Jim, you could picture that album cover, right? Dark Side of the Moon?
Oh, yeah. It's like the light goes through the triangle and then it's the spectrum of lights coming out of it.
Exactly. The prism.
Prism, yeah.
White light hits a prism and on the other side you see all the colors. Because they're releasing a commemorative 50th anniversary edition of Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd changed their profile picture to the album cover, Dark Side of the Moon. I can't even believe this is real. And people started complaining that it's too gay.
Because the rainbow.
Because the rainbow.
Have they not? Are these fans of Pink Floyd?
I don't know. So it's like the prism with the number 50, and then it's got the rainbow colors in the zero of the 50, to be more precise. Pink Floyd, the Dark Side of the Moon at 50 is the logo. Here's some comments. Because I always hear Pink Floyd fans saying, I wish Pink Floyd was more gay. After seeing this logo, I will not buy the reissue. Good job, Pink. You just lost another fan. I've been listening to this album for the past 50 years since I picked it up at my local record store for 50 cents. I just happen to never look at the album cover.
That can't be. Wait, this whole time.
That can't be real.
How could
Come
you
on.
Possibly not realize what's going on here or have a problem with it in general?
Some people are also comparing this to when members of Rage Against the Machine got backlash for making political statements online. Oh, no need to get political, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, stick with music. Stay out of politics. Actually, I graduated from a poli-sci program.
Have you not heard any of our songs? Yeah, that is one of the greatest album covers of all time.
It's got to be top 10 most recognizable album covers, right? I think people just want to find things to complain about, and the moment they see something, anything that triggers that reaction, it's boom, tweet before thinking.
Pink Floyd, 50th anniversary of Dark Side of the Moon comes out this March.
The Taz and Jim Podcast.
Let's talk about stupid criminals right now.
You have the right to remain stupid!
28-year-old man in Georgia named Marcus Tull was arrested about a week ago. He was doing some skip scanning. You know, you ever heard of skip scanning?
No.
You go to the self-checkout at Walmart or any store that has self-checkouts, and you scan one item, but you put two items in the bag.
Sure, one for me?
One for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was doing some skip scanning. And Walmart security called the police. They detained him. And they said, hey, give the stuff back and we'll let you go. So they went to his car. They opened his trunk and found 37 pounds of marijuana back there.
Oh, no.
And a bag of magic mushrooms.
Oh, boy. And he only paid for about a third of those. He skip-scanned
right.
the rest of them.
Skip-scanning. Well, it sounds like maybe his excuse of, hey, I'm just a little absent-minded.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was skip-scanning.
I'm just on shrooms and marijuana.
A little more believable now.
It just, this is, you know, I never want to defend, like, stupid criminals, but it boggles my mind how you could be carrying that around in your car and still, you know, dancing with the devil and trying to get away with stealing other stuff when you have such incriminating evidence in your trunk.
There's a number of lessons you can learn from this. A don't skip scan would be one of them.
Yeah.
But I think if you are going to skip scan, don't do it with 37 pounds of marijuana and a bag of magic mushrooms in your trunk. There's another lesson you can learn from this.
You have the right to remain stupid.
I want to give a shout out to our pal Bitsy. Jim.
Love that guy.
Was with Bitsy yesterday, and he likes making corny jokes, and he made one. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty good. He goes, that's a hilarious joke. I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll post it on my Twitter feed, and we'll see how many likes it gets. It's done pretty well. It's got like 30 likes on
it. Okay, that's pretty good.
You want to hear the joke?
Yeah.
I'm not saying food prices are expensive right now, but yesterday I went to the store to get grocery.
That's not bad, actually. That's better than I expected it to be. That's pretty good.
Grocery, singular.
Yeah, no, I got it. Did you have to repeat it? No, I understand.
Yeah, that's what I said. Not bad, Bitsy.
Yeah.
I heard another one. This is not my joke. I read it online. I wish I wrote down who posted it so I could give them full credit, but this is a good one. Remember back in the day when you'd go into a strip club, the strippers would have names of expensive things like Mercedes and champagne? Well, I went to the strip club the other day, and the guy said, "Gentlemen, put your hands together for eggs." Lumber, we're going to need you side stage. Lumber, you're up next.
That's not bad either. Did that one get any likes? Did you tweet that one?
I didn't tweet it. It's not my joke. I saw it somewhere on social media in passing. I forgot to. I'd love to credit whoever wrote that one. It wasn't Bitsy. It wasn't me. But it's a good one.
Not bad. Not bad. I did get some eggs for $2.99 yesterday, though.
Oh, are they coming back down?
I don't know, but I did, like, last time I went, I bought the free range or free run, so they were way more expensive.
Was this at the grocery store or out of the trunk of someone's car?
Superstore. It was actually inside a strip club.
All right, eggs.
She's got a side hustle in the parking lot. Oh, no.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.